is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's what I said. Hey, Diddy. Diddy. Puffy. Puff Daddy. I don't know. What is he now? Diddy? Puffy?
Puffy Diddy Doody Daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep up. I can't keep up with what he is. He's very rich, that's what I know. And
keep it up with the Diddies.
Speaking of very rich, that is Justin Marshall.
Hey, now. Rich in spirit.
Not just the co-host of this show, but also the assistant program director. He's moving up in the world.
Only on Thursdays.
He's here all day doing corporate stuff. Are you a suit?
Do I look like a
no,
suit?
No, but that is, suit is, you know, it's not about the suit.
I don't think I'm quite there yet. Like, maybe suit and training, junior suit, associate suit.
Junior suit, okay.
But not full-blown suit, no.
Well, welcome in.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it.
Hope you had a fine weekend.
I did.
What was your highlight?
Laying down.
It really is a good highlight.
The NBA Finals and laying down and relaxing and watching them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't happen a lot, so I just kind of, really soak it in when it does these days.
Sure. And as well you should. It's a fine finals indeed. We'll talk quite a bit about that. Today, 1-800-920-1140. Is your phone number, 916-339-1140, if you want to text us. Go to YouTube, where people are sort of checking in. Chris Guerrero is in there already, and so is Azteca TV. The entire
what about
network.
Azteca?
Yeah, the whole network is in, so we appreciate
it. Do we have a syndication deal that you haven't told me about?
Can't talk about it. Negotiations are still in full effect.
Ah.
Hit the thumbs up and subscribe, right? That's what you say? Is that what you say?
So, you don't...
Smash that subscribe
button. There you go.
Button.
You got it. You got to put a
smash it.
A strong action verb or something there.
I don't want people to smash it. And then they go, oh, yeah, how'd you break your computer? Oh, I smashed the subscribe button because Dave told me to.
When you were gone, we were giving, instead of saying, like, smash the like button, we were putting, like, wrestling moves on it. So, like, Macho Man elbow drop the like button.
DDT.
DDT the like button. That's perfect.
The people's elbow.
People's elbow the like button.
Wait,
see,
look at that.
Look at you. Yeah. Wrestling aficionado. I know you were excited when you got on your Twitters and saw that John Cena came back to WWE last night.
So excited, God.
Looking like a bootleg Matt Olson with all that orange and, or excuse me, yellow and green, gold and green.
I was so excited. Like, honestly, the weekend was okay. And then when John Cena showed up last night, I was like, now, maybe the sports highlight of the summer.
Loyalty, hustle, respect, man. Yeah. You guys have the same motto.
Dick Mana?
Yep.
Oh, got to be careful there.
Yeah, I know.
I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about.
Ooh, fun.
But I think I'll default to this. You ever buy a bad shirt?
Yeah.
With the advent of online shopping now, I don't do it a lot, but on occasion, especially during the pandemic, I'll buy something offline. You know, the sizes are the sizes, and the way it looks, the problem.
So you think.
Right. The problem is this. The sizes aren't the sizes.
Uh-uh.
It's not universal. There should be one mannequin for each size that is like a federal law. But then even if it fits the mannequin, and let's say it's an XL, XL mannequin.
Right.
People's definition of what does and doesn't fit are different.
Sure.
And the other problem with online shopping is the shades of color are different. Now, when I ordered the shirt I'm wearing online, there were a couple things. Number one, it was, and I told you I was going to
do this. So this is the shirt.
I'm wearing it. And I told you I was going to do this, even though you told me not to. It matched.
No.
It matched perfectly with the shoe that I'm wearing. Okay.
Shoe. A fine shoe, by the way. It's beautiful.
Appreciate that. It is a fine shoe. And so I had coordinated because I also, you probably can't really see, and this is a radio, but the shorts, the white shorts.
No, the white shorts are perfect.
They are. They're great. Couple things. Number one, obviously not the same shade.
Mm-mm.
Number two, it's a size bigger than they said it was.
Is that an XL or double X?
This is a double X.
It looks like it looks like a triple X on you.
100%. I look like I'm wearing shoulder pads.
Right. You look like, dude, you're wearing like a nightshirt.
And number three, yes, I do. It really does. And number three, I know people say they do this, and I'll bet you half of them don't. I obsessively, if I buy clothing, unless it's like an emergency, unless I'm on vacation, I need a swimsuit or I don't know, unless I have to wear it right then, I wash my clothing before I wear it. Even when you're buying it offline and nobody's worn it yet, it's not like it's ever been tried on.
That you know of.
Right. I feel like there's not an Amazon tryout room. I still wash and dry because I just don't know. Anyways, I washed and dried this shirt. I got it on Friday in the mail. I washed and dried it that weekend, and more accurately, my wife did. And then hung it up. And when I left my house this morning, and I'm sorry, I know this is radio and this is, you're only going to be able to see this on YouTube, so just trust me. I'll try to do theater of the mind here. When I left the house this morning, this shirt was, it looked pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like what the kids say these days when you're angry about something,
right?
Pressed. I mean, it looked like it was beautifully not wrinkled.
You didn't have to take an iron to it when you looked
at
it.
At all. It was perfect.
What happened?
Somehow on the way from my house to here, the shirt has wrinkled, and it keeps getting more wrinkled.
Yeah,
you can see.
Oh no, it's obvious. Like, bro, it's like severely wrinkled. It's like
it's terrible.
It's like you took it out of the dryer and didn't fold it wrinkled.
I crumpled it up yeah. and put it on the bottom of the dirty mm-hmm. clothes pile for a month, and then just decided to wear it. Like I should have taken a picture, but I didn't know it would wrinkle.
It's a size too big. It's wrinkled. It's the wrong shade.
Right. It's
the best part. You still decided to wear it.
I did. Because at this point I was like, screw it. I already, you know, I lay my stuff out the night before. I already had it laid out, and I figured it out last night, and I was like, whatever, you know, I'm trying. And really, that's the moral of life is I'm trying. But my God, just, I don't know. I think I need to, like, I can buy shorts and stuff online. I think when it comes to pants or shirts, this is just bad.
I learned my, you know, when I first learned my lesson about that was buying fitted hats online.
Oh, God.
I'm like, cool. Oh, my gosh. All these options. There's my size. Buy five of them. One fits correctly.
I have so many hats at my house, $20, $30 hats that I mm-hmm. ordered online that I'll never use. And the problem is that you can return them. Like, I could return this shirt and I could return those hats. It's such a pain to do it. You got to rebox it. You got to print out a label, which maybe you don't have a printer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who the hell has a printer at their house? And then
you have a printer at your house, don't you?
I do,
okay.
But I don't know how to use it. It's my wife's printer.
It's easy. File, print.
And then you got to go, I don't know, where do you go? You have to go to like the Amazon drop station.
No, you don't have to go to the drop station. UPS will ship it.
I got to go to, you know. If it was, listen.
I think it's UPS.
I would feel, well, depending
or
on.
FedEx. FedEx, I think, actually. I take that back.
I would feel so much better about online shopping. And this is a note to Jeff Bezos and Phil Knight and all the other titans out there. If I could just, like, for example, if I don't like this shirt, if I could just put it back in the box and throw the box back on my porch and then somebody will come pick it up, like, that would be awesome. I don't want to leave. That's the whole point of online shopping is I don't want to leave. I want to buy things in my underwear while sitting in the backyard watching TV on my phone.
The idea is you want to, if you can buy things in your underwear, why can't you return them in your underwear? Right?
I think I could, but it might be a crime.
No, but that's my point.
Right.
You want to do it without criminal charges. That's
yes.
the way to do it.
Yes. I don't want to graduate from, because then it turns out that returning the item becomes more difficult than had I just bought it in person at
right.
the local store, whatever.
Well, the thing is, you go to the local local store. You're going to try it on and see if it fits first. That's the advantage, right? Then you
yes.
don't have to worry about the whole return thing.
No, and I guess that just...
Shout out dressing rooms.
Obviously, that comes with buying anything online. And I would say it's a far higher success rate than a fail rate.
Yeah. The only thing I'm always really comfortable buying online is electronics.
Sure.
You know, because if it doesn't work, that's obviously an easy return, get another one. But you don't have to worry about said electronic fitting, right? You're not buying a PS5 like, oh, man, is this PS5 going to fit into my entertainment center?
The problem is that I...
is the artwork on this video game really what it's going to look like?
I have shifted, though, so much of my life to buying things online.
Most people have. You're a normal human.
2 pounds of pink salt. Himalayan salt that you put in a grinder.
This took a different
A gallon of popcorn. A pair of shorts.
I'm sorry, where is this all from the same spot? Is this all Amazon?
This is all Amazon.
You bought shorts, Himalayan salt, popcorn. Go on. Hold on now.
What is today? The 19th. So let's go to the 12th. A cup holder ashtray for a golf cart. This shirt. Another shirt like this, but mint.
Mm-hmm.
A tower fan, cornhole bags, 4 walkie-talkies, one of those Frisbees that's a ring and not a disposable charcoal grill that you could take to the beach, 2 kites, 4 cooling towels, a Nutribullet, 36 Wilson golf balls, a cup that you can put in the freezer that will chill your white wine. That was for my wife.
That's thoughtful.
These earphones, a golf cart phone holder, and a missing kit you can put on your outdoor fan. Oh, and some razors. That's in the last 8 days.
That's an amazing cart.
Yeah, it's...
How long did you spend putting that...
Different orders.
Oh, okay. I thought that was one order.
No.
I thought you did all that in sitting. That's impressive.
It's probably about 7 or 8 orders over the last week, but I do most of my shopping there, but a lot of stuff I don't need.
How many of that stuff is going to go by the wayside very, very soon?
Probably the phone holder and the golf cart was the first one.
What about the disposable grill?
We used it. We used it our last day in
So you got use out of that.
We used
it
on the beach. All right. Well, you know, that's the moral of the story is don't buy shirts online. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice. Coming up next.
Okie dokie, Artichoke. He's glad to have you here. Let's lead it off next. Big weekend. Oh, my gosh. We can finally say finals momentum has shifted to a team. We've got a open champion and local baseball. Some good, some bad, and some coming up today. We'll do all that next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
And with a score of 265, the winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Colin Morikawa.
Okay, a couple of things. So, number one, I know they're all British and traditional, but nobody knows what... I know what the score of 265 is. I mean, you know what it is, but can't they just say with a score of 14 under or 15 under?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody goes, oh, he had a 265.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, try to give us a little bit more American touch to it.
Thank you. The way where golf
also
was invented.
Like, I get it. But why is it we're always talking about, when it comes to the Open, the gold medal, we're not talking about the jug, the clarinet jug? That was done on purpose.
Okay, all right, because I had to look at you, because there is absolutely a chance you would think it was the clarinet jug.
No, that one was definitely okay, meant. I just wanted to see if you were awake.
Do you have any idea what Colin Morikawa earned for finishing in first place?
$3 million.
$2.07 million.
That was off by a mil.
$1.2 million for Jordan Spieth. So the American, America!
America!
Yeah, we should. Hey, it was Yorktown all over again.
Hey, British people, you ever get tired of losing to us yet? You
ever get tired of getting your ass kicked in everything except for 60s rock bands? Like, for real, dude. For real. By the way, not enough also made of the fact that the Open was held in Sandwich, England.
Right.
Like, can we get, how is Subway not like a prime sponsor of this thing? And how are all their commercials not about Sandwich?
What's the most golf sandwich partnership? Is it Subway? It's not like Jimmy John's. Like,
no,
Jimmy John's announced, they're like, golf!
It's Subway. It's 100. Even though Subway is the big, it's 100.
What about Togo's, man? Like,
I mean, I would
Togo's
like,
in golf,
but I don't think Togo's is. Isn't that just kind of a local-ish?
That's fine.
Outfit.
If they want to expand, there's a way to do it by some Open Championship advertising.
Didn't you have? Did you have Morikawa?
No, I had Spieth.
Neither of us had Morikawa?
No, neither of us had Morikawa.
No, Spieth finishes second. That was yours. My guy, Louis Oosthuizen, is in another top three finish.
Just a bit outside.
He split 682 grand with John Rahm, who came up towards the end. Brooks Koepka finishes sixth. Dustin Johnson, eighth. It was a fun tournament. Not a lot of drama on the final day, let's be honest. No. And a lot of that's because Colin Morikawa nailed it down.
Once he sunk that birdie on the seventh hole, and I think Louis bogeyed, didn't he? It was kind of a wrap there. He opened a two-stroke lead, and that's all he kind of needed.
Honestly, the thing I disliked most, I was trying to think of reasons I dislike Colin Morikawa, and the only one I could come up with is I don't like that he spells his name with two L's. But that's not even his fault.
It's funny you say that because last week on the rundown, I had put one L, and then I realized, like, oh, wait, he spells his name, like, with two L's.
Two L's.
I'm with you. It's kind of... Colin instead of Colin.
Right.
Colin.
And
that's bothersome.
It is bothersome. And it's not his fault. It's his parents' fault. And really, memo, and then we'll move on here to parents that need to name their kids something weird. Like, I understand, especially friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
I understand your need to express yourself, but you're screwing your kid. You're just screwing him over. They're never going to get the keychain in the store. They're never going to get the little license plate with the city name on it.
Imagine when Colin Morikawa, who was born in L.A., first went to Disneyland, goes into the keychain shop only to see there's no double L Collins.
Just one. How many times has he had to correct people on the spelling of his name or just not say anything and quietly fume?
Or then he gets the teacher, like in high school, who is trying to be like super conscious that there might be an alternative way to pronounce it, so they call him Colin Morikawa.
Right, Colin, which is it's not a body part.
Exactly.
I have a friend whose daughter's name is Lindsay. My sister's name is Lindsay. It's a perfectly normal name. L-Y-N-S-E-E.
No, just spell it either with an
L-I-N-D-S-A-Y or E-Y.
Either one of those is acceptable.
You're screwing your kids over because you wanted to be cool. Anyways, there's no reason to hate Colin.
And now you're going to have to pay an extra $5 to get a custom-made keychain.
Thank you. Don't do it. We'll talk a lot more about Morikawa. And is he the face of U.S. golf right now? It's just 24
It's a handsome face as he
it's
is.
It's a fine-looking face indeed. Number two.
Leading off. Cut number two.
0-2, swing and a bouncer to short. In to pick it up, Estrada straightens up now and throws to first for the out. And that's the ball game.
Mm-hmm. A's, Giants. Giants won their first against the Cardinals. Jay had to remind me of that. Lost their next two. A's have also lost two in a row as well. They're now 3.5 behind the Astros. And they take on the Angels. And that's it. That's the whole story. No, wait.
There's more?
There's more as they're taking on the Angels. Shohei Ohtani on the mound. That's cool. Is it Shohei Ohtani today?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, we're promoing it that it's Shohei Ohtani today, so I sure hope it's Shohei Ohtani today.
First pitch is at 12:37. And
Are you looking at the right day?
No. So I was testing you there. That's Tuesday.
Just gonna say.
Shohei Ohtani, Cole Irvin on the mound for the A's. That's at 6:40 right here on KCK.
Hey, who do you think sell the tickets to that game? Shohei Ohtani or Cole Irvin?
Yeah.
Disrespect, Cole.
No disrespect, Cole, but also, Mike Trout has been out. That's fun to say.
Trout said
he was on his way to Oakland. Said that on his Twitter.
He tweeted that, huh?
You and I were talking about this earlier. If A's fan doesn't show up to this, if A's fan doesn't show up to Shohei Ohtani, who is probably the top attraction in sport in American sports right now, I can't say sports in general.
That's fair. As an individual, I agree with you.
If you don't show up to this game, if we come in tomorrow, we're going to watch. Are there still restrictions in Oakland on that?
No, I know they packed over 30,000, I think, when the Red Sox came to town either a week or two ago.
Right.
So, they can put people in there.
So, can we agree? Can we agree that if the second place, as of right now, playoff-bound Athletics, playing a sort of division rival?
I mean, they've been in the same division for like 30 or 40 years, so it might as well be a division rival.
If the A's can't, what would you say? It's a Monday.
That doesn't matter.
20,000?
No, it needs to be 30.
Tonight on a Monday?
Yes.
There's no chance it will be
30. Dude, if you live in the Bay Area, this is one of those moments, right, where you say, you suck it up and know that tomorrow's going to suck going into work because you're so exhausted. But if you're an A's fan, you have to be realistic about how much more time you have with this team in Oakland. This is one of your last chances to make a true lasting memory.
Well, the big vote's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't even know what they're voting on yet.
You had the second place Indians in yesterday, right, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, first pitch, 105. What was the attendance yesterday? Just so we can
I'm ballparking this.
On a Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I watched like the last three innings. I'll say 8,000.
8,500.
That was close.
On a Sunday. They're not even going to get 20,000 tonight.
Really? Ooh, can that be our like bet of the day with no payoff?
Yes. Let's do that. I'll put the poll out. Will the A's break? And here's the thing. If the A's can't break
over under 20,000.
Right. And I'm telling you, it's going to be under. If the A's can't break 20,000 when Otani and Trout are possibly Trout are playing, but just Otani, then they should move the team tomorrow. Like, don't even do the vote. Just move them.
Well, again, and by the way, I agree with you on that. We don't even know what they're voting on yet.
I know.
Do you have the A's with a term sheet? You have Oakland with a term sheet? Neither of them likes each other's term sheet. What the hell are they voting on?
It's super organized.
Super good.
Number three.
Leading off. Cut number three.
Booker driving. Chicken wings again. In the lane. Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that? It's Drew Holiday with the steal, taking it away from Booker.
We got to go. Obviously, we're going to spend a ton of time today, starting at 6:45 on these finals. Storylines from the finals. And I really need to have a conversation with y'all about Chris Paul. And I rhymed that on purpose. So that dunk we just played, I need people to talk me off the ledge that wasn't an insanely dirty play by Chris Paul. Because I think Chris, and here's, I'm going to start with this statement. I need to be talked off of it. Chris Paul should be suspended for game 6. That should be a retroactive flagrant too. I need people to talk me down off of that. And you know I'm a Chris Paul guy.
Yeah.
That's
why they call you CPD.
Isn't that the stuff that gets you all funny in the head?
That's when you smoke it? THC.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a dirty play, dude. Unless I'm missing something. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All righty. We will get into the British Open for the only time today, pretty much. And it's not just Colin Morikawa. Is he the future of U.S. golf? And really, honestly, let's just take a look at the spread here. With Tiger out and Tiger probably, not ever going to be Tiger again, is Colin Morikawa the heir apparent? Who is? We'll do all that next.
1-800-920-1140 to talk.
Or maybe texting would be better.
Text the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Sports.
Sports.
It's all sports.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, an interesting round for Colin Morikawa. He was 2 over through his first 6 holes, and then he played the remaining 12, 4 under. What were you able to capture in the final 2/3 of your round?
I think just get into a rhythm. Sometimes final grouping, third round, you just get a little out of sync. And, I was hitting good shots. And then that's the thing. If you keep hitting quality shots, you're going to give yourself chances out here, especially if you put it in the fairway. And, I just stuck to it, kept my head in it, and thankfully got a few birdies.
You're always great about collecting your thoughts and your emotions. What will you do tonight and tomorrow to prepare yourself for the opportunity here?
I think just go through my normal routine. Wake up, feel refreshed, do my stretches. That's the biggest thing. We create these routines that we kind of get accustomed to. And just because it's a major, it's going to be a final round and we're in contention, doesn't mean you have to change. And, I've built this routine to make sure it's hopefully bulletproof, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
I think it was hole 17 or 18 And I think it was 18, Ashley. And Murakawa's on the tee box. Mm-hmm. And the crowd starts getting loose a little bit, and he has to step off of his driver. And I don't have this routed through my... Oh, you know what? Hey, Jay.
Yeah. You plug it in, it helps.
You forgot to plug in my computer.
My bad.
Yeah. Ow. You like that?
That wasn't very nice. It's Monday.
That was super professional. Here's Murakawa on the 18th.
Has been the best club in his bag this week.
Okay, so he walks away. Listen for the farting sound.
Three wood.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Not that. I don't know if you...
Real commotion going on there. Sounds like a whoopee cushion of sort.
Somebody had, it wasn't a whoopee cushion, it was a phone app.
Are you sure?
Yes, that was not real. No, because
I don't know.
Video that I taped, dude. That's why it sounds like it's coming out of a potato, but I Zapruder filmed that sound.
So what did it?
The film from the Kennedy Ascent where you go back, anyway, it's a JFK thing, the movie JFK, not the, yeah. Anyways, I watched that. Scientifically, somebody had a phone app because I have one, and you hit it and it makes a farty sound.
I don't know what's the story there. You have the app or you know about the app?
Oh, dude, come on. There's an app. There's several of them, but there's an app where you can download it and you can keep your phone in your pocket, and then you don't even have to hit the button on the screen. You can hit the bottom, the volume down button. So you can have your hand in your pocket and not look, and it will make a random or a pre-programmed fart sound. It's amazing to do it with the kids or in public. I have fun with it all the time. Anyways, somebody did that. There's also remote ones where you have...
Okay, anyways. Back to Morikawa's gas.
He's on an 18th tee. And you heard the laughing. Amongst the people laughing were Murakawa and his caddy. And then you regroup. Imagine being 24. Imagine being in England trying to become the latest guy since Tiger Woods did it way back when to win both Opens in the same year. And someone's screwing around on the tee and you laugh about it. Because, listen, farts are funny. They always are. That's just number one rule.
Unless you're a significant others, they don't find them funny.
Right, they don't find anything funny. And then you... hit a perfect tee shot. Mm-hmm. He's so
cerebral,
calm. And I know that there's going to be a lot of the natural. It reminds me a little bit of Tiger Woods. You can't get to that level and you can't do the things Colin Murakawa has done so far in his short career without being an insane competitor on the inside.
Sure.
But thus far, I don't see the same, for lack of a better term, competitive anger in Colin Murakawa than Tiger Woods. I hope that makes sense. It's more of a relaxed, cerebral, I'm going to kick your ass methodically. Watch how I do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not intimidating. I'm just a guy. I've got a great smile. I look great. I just look like a nice, polite young man.
Which I'm sure he is, by the way.
In every appearance I've seen him in, interview, whatever, he's awesome. But don't make a mistake, the guy's just going to kill you out there. He has that perfect golf mentality. Mm-hmm. Whereas almost the antithesis to Colin Murakawa and how he carries himself on the golf course is a guy like Jordan Spieth, who I happen to enjoy watching because I feel like that's how I I would be out there. A constant running commentary with my psychologist / caddy, talking to the ball, reacting, temper. I mean, Jordan puts all his emotions out there on display and we watch them. And I don't mind that. Some people do. I don't mind that. I like seeing the struggle of somebody and sometimes he succumbs and sometimes he overcomes.
Well, it's not just seeing the struggle. It's seeing the personality. You know, that is, it's nice to see the varying personalities. Again, you have Spieth, the emotional guy. You have Morikawa, who's more of a Terminator.
Yes.
That's the way I kind of look at him. But I think it is way too, it's hard to say way too early mm-hmm. to say either of them is the heir apparent to Tiger.
Because
at 24 years old, Tiger already won two Masters. Mm-hmm. He had won two PGAs. He had won and won both Open tournaments.
Right.
Like,
it's
dude, who's doing that?
I think it isn't the better question, who is the face of United States golf?
Because that's a great question.
I don't know that there is an heir apparent. It's like we'll know when there's an heir apparent to Tiger Woods because they will let us know.
Can I ask you a question?
No, yeah, I guess so.
Thanks, appreciate it. Isn't it Tiger Woods until there is somebody that is ready to take that map? Even if he's, let's say he's retired today, Tiger got up and said, guys, I can't do it anymore.
Yes.
I just can't play golf. Right. I'm too beaten up. It's Tiger Woods until it's not. That's a crazy thing to think because it might be Tiger Woods for a long time.
Well, it might be like the Michael Jordan corollary. I think it really is. Like, was there ever an heir apparent to Michael Jordan? Maybe Kobe was the closest. LeBron, obviously. But they're not Michael Jordan.
Pre-LeBron, I think we started to see Kobe. But even then, you know, because, I mean, Mike retired in 2003. That was his last year. But really, we're talking about 98 retirement, right? Yeah, so you have 5 years in between where before LeBron's drafted. It was Kobe, but no one felt good about that.
No, of
course not. Remember, at that point, at that time, we're still saying who's going to be better, Kobe or Vince Carter.
Because we don't feel good about stuff like that until the end of the person.
Exactly.
We don't appreciate them until they're gone or almost gone. And I'm not talking about rest in peace, Kobe gone. I'm talking about gone career-wise. Right. Kobe didn't get that type of universal acclaim until we knew he was leaving.
Is Tiger the one guy who's different in that sense? I think Tiger had that universal like 10 years ago.
Yes, but Tiger also had to fall from grace.
True.
He had to fall, and he didn't just fall. He left a Bugs Bunny cut out in the brick wall, fall from grace, and then America loves a comeback. America loves a comeback, and I think that's a lot of what Tiger got. Real quick, because I don't know where else to put this, and I wanted to put it here because it's kind of sports, but this just kind of blew my mind over the weekend. If you didn't hear, there was a shooting outside of Nationals Park in Washington. I think it was 3 or 4 that were killed, and they had audio. It's just crowd. I don't even know why I play the audio anyways.
But you hear the gunshots. Yeah. They're audible.
Game was postponed for obvious reasons. That, I heard that. I did what probably most people did, shook my head, thought something like, oh, here we go with the reopening and blah, 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 snarky. Oh, America's healing. You know, all the stuff you hear.
Right.
This got me. This is Ferris Nunn. She's 8 years old. She was sitting by third base in Nationals Park with her family when the shots rang out.
I just saw people looking that way, and I didn't know what was going on until I heard someone say get down, so I just started going under the seats.
Oh, my gosh. How are you feeling?
It was my second shooting, so I was kind of prepared.
It was my second shooting. I was kind of prepared. How old did you say she is?
8.
8? Yeah.
I heard that, and it stopped me cold. And I'm not trying to do political NRA. I'm just, let's just isolate and not.
We're talking about a child. Let's just focus on the child.
8 year old saying matter of factly, it was my second shooting. I was prepared. I knew what to do. My kids are 13 and 12 and have never experienced a shooting before, knock on wood, salt over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And boy, are they privileged to not have done that. Two shootings by the time you're 8. And by the way, a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Then you have Tatis and Machado getting people out, like coming to the dugout with it. It's a scary scene out there, man.
Absolutely scary scene out there. We will take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
Okay, well, we've been saying all week last week, the momentum does not change until the home team loses a game. And boy, has this been a knockout, dragout series. The Milwaukee Bucks have the momentum. That is official. They're one win away from a championship, and we'll tell you some of the reasons why next.
The number 12 mid-market sports morning show in the country. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHCK.
Don't pretend you don't want to experience it either.
I don't want any part of that.
Okay.
Just no filter on... our guy Chris's brain in the YouTube chat. You can go to YouTube and search KHDK, get in there, although I don't know. One of these days, the corporate heads are going to read the chat in our chat room, and we're going to get in trouble for it.
We get corporate will hit us with, like, inappropriate things we put on social media, like, once a year, and Dave's usually at the top of that.
I am.
That's not an exaggeration, by the way. It'll be like, Station X, Station X, Station X, Station X, Dave.
Dave. I have, like, my whole...
You have your own section.
Right. And, I mean, we can't sit here and police the chat 100%, but 95% of the violations would be Chris, maybe Rudy.
Yeah.
I mean, MC is in there, and usually he's just guilty of, you know, flying flags and going to truck rallies or whatever he does.
But that's not getting you in trouble.
NBA Finals over the weekend, and oh, goodness. Someone has taken control.
Giannis at the three-point line, driving on Ayton to the rim, scores with a left hand and a foul. Would not be denied. Full-blown battering ram mode.
Play of the game right here on the defense and the dunk.
Booker driving. Chicken wings again. In the lane. Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it. How about that? It's Drew Holiday with the steal, taking it away from Booker.
Holiday credited his defense.
Honestly, it was great team defense. I feel like we knew Booker wanted to take that last shot, and Tuck played great defense on him and made him turn his back and turn right into me. So I guess I was just in the right place at the right time.
There is a still shot of Chris Paul with a hand on Giannis's hip, his right hand, and his left hand directly on his midsection. And as Giannis is dunking the ball off that alley-oop, I've watched it.
How many times?
10.
Wow.
It's a two-handed push.
Completely.
While Giannis is in the air dunking the ball. Now, I get that result sometimes dictates reaction. And had Giannis been pushed and landed awkwardly and, God forbid, hurt himself in what could have ranged anywhere from a hard fall to a career-ending injury. Like, there are a lot of things that you're not supposed to do in basketball, but probably at the top of the list, probably at the very top, is when a player is in the air, you do not push them under. It's not just a written rule. It's a big-time unwritten rule. To the point where I've actually talked to NBA players before in the past that I remember very specifically a story about 10 or 12 years ago where I will not name the king, but actually had to take aside a young king, and it's nobody you're thinking of. It was just a random, you know, journeyman young king who had done that, who had thrown an opposing player off balance while in the air trying to either lay it up or dunk it. And right. Your own players will police you and say, dude, do not do that. First off, it's dirty. Second off, there will be retaliation on one of us. Don't do it. You don't do that. But Chris Paul, in the middle of the world, does that to two-time MVP and probable finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
An overall good human being.
A wonderful human being, and more on that later. And it's nothing. We're not talking about it. There was no call.
Okay, can I be honest?
Giannis?
I didn't notice it in the moment because Giannis is just this freak and Chris Paul pushing him. Literally had no effect on him.
None at all.
That's just how...
But it shouldn't matter.
I get that. I didn't notice it until I think it was Andy Bailey on Twitter started posting like, yo, did anyone else notice Chris Paul? Like, And then when I watched it, I'm like, what a you-know-what?
It was
like,
ridiculous.
Dude.
It was ridiculous.
Dude, if that's another guard going up there and Chris Paul does that, we're talking about something completely different because he probably makes an impact on him with the physicality
right. And
hurts him. It almost reminded me of, do you remember, it was about 10, 11 years ago? I think it was 10 years ago when the Mavs won the finals, but they played the Lakers in the second round and Andrew Bynum just like, JJ Barea is in the air. And he pushes him. And I thought Barea was, like, done.
Sure.
It reminded me sort of that just cheapness, you know?
And we don't talk, you know, I don't understand it. Here, the one thing pulling me back is that I haven't seen Giannis Budenholzer or any other Bucks talking about it unless I've missed it. And so that tells me that tells me cool your heels a little bit, because if they're not saying anything, then why are you so mad about it? But I don't know what I missed. It's a two-handed shove.
Maybe they just don't want that to be the storyline that's being dictated. You know, I don't know. But yeah, no, that was should have been a flagrant two, right? That should have been a flagrant two.
He should have been ejected. And they didn't call it. And now in retrospect, they should assess at least a fine, something.
You know, it's funny. We laugh here in Sacramento because we know all about the DeMarcus Cousins, Chris Paul.
Right.
A rivalry, for lack of a better word. But did you see the video floating around from the conference finals of DeMarcus yelling at Chris Paul? That's why no one F's with you. I think that was a prime example of why there's a lot of people that don't, you know, quote unquote, F with Chris Paul.
And you mean
it's plays like that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just so,
in the sense of they like him.
Right, it's
there's
so
a lot of people that don't like him.
And it makes you think about the whole Patrick Beverly thing. And Beverly, rightfully so, took a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But we never knew what Chris Paul said. And we don't know what he was saying. Now, that doesn't excuse what Pat Beverly did.
No.
Full, all caps, bottom line, underline, in bold and italics. But
however,
we don't know what was said. You have some really good numbers you put together here, and I don't want to skip these, and I know we're running out of time, so we'll use some of these later. But really, you've outlined, and I agree with you, how Drew
Paul, cousin of RuPaul. Second cousin by marriage.
Drew Paul.
Drew Paul might be my new favorite thing on accident.
Drew Holiday has really been the X factor for the Bucks. Games 1 and 2. His plus minus, which is a questionable stat, but it's useful here, minus 19. Meaning the Bucks were outscored by 19 points combined in games 1 and 2 with Holiday on the floor. 13.5 points on 31% from the field, 14% from behind the arc. Also, the defensive rating was 124. That's not great. Games 3 and 5. He goes from 19 under, which is great in golf, but not in games 1 and 2, to plus 44, plus minus, 20.3 points, 44% from the field, 38% from behind the arc, and the defensive rating down to 112.3. That is an insane difference. Whereas Chris Paul, who we just talked about, games 1 and 2, he was plus 13. 27.5 points on 56% from the field, 58% from behind the arc, and a 116.5 defensive rating. Games 3 and 5, minus 29, 16.5 points, 52% from the field. That's still good. 44% from three. That's still good, but both down markedly, and a defensive rating of 129.6, meaning 116.5 defensive rating, 129.6 defensive rating. That's much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas Drew Holiday has stepped up his game, Chris Paul has stepped down his game, and you have to think they're a little bit related.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because Drew Holiday is also doing a fantastic defense, as are the Bucks in general, doing a fantastic defensive job on Chris Paul.
Do you think that's the biggest part of the narrative when it comes to Chris Paul, you know, struggling these last three games, or do you buy into the fact that he might be playing hurt?
But that's the thing. If he's playing hurt in games three, four, and five, wasn't he playing hurt in games 1 and 2?
You would think so, unless something happened in game 2 or early on in game 3 and it's just not being reported.
I guarantee you if the Suns lose the series and Chris Paul sucks again in game 6 and or game 6 and 7, it will come out that he was hurt after game 2, I'm sure.
Was it the 2018 or 2018 finals when LeBron, came out afterwards? He was playing with a broken hand.
It's like Conor McGregor broke his ankle before the, blah, 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 whatever. Chris Paul needs to step it up or he's going to be a bridesmaid yet again. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, this is going to be this is one of those sound gardens where Damian Lillard denying trade rumors is our third clip, and I'm not entirely sure we're going to get to that, and that's a really good clip. We'll start with Brooks Koepka throwing more shade at Bryson DeChambeau. And Nets paying for star players' girlfriends' houses? Ha ha! This is my cup of tea, dude. We'll get into it next.